Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Evan Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
Art of Construction Tribe, if you have been listening back a few years, you'd hear me talk about my vision of Junction Station. Actually, it was originally called Art of Construction because I didn't quite know what I was doing. But I realized with help from people, go back and listen when we had our grand opening with Brian Watson and Founders of Factory, we were having our Christmas party that night, and I was over here at the grand opening, and he said, "Evan, I don't know if I'd call it Art of Construction because you got a great thing going with Art of Construction. Your podcast and what you're doing to connect contractors and architects to grow their business is it. But your co-working thing in the community in Grand Junction is something different and new, and I would call it something different." And I'll tell you why. We started in Montrose, Colorado, developing a software in a little room called Proximity in Proximity Space. And now we're getting rid up in New York Times, and we're doing these different things out of little old Montrose, Colorado, just outside of Grand Junction. And he said, "If I was you, I'd call it something different." And I said, "Okay, I'm gonna do that. How should we do that, Brian?" He said, "Well, I don't know. I was just at this forum with this co-working deal," and he said, "It was this really fun game where everybody took sticky notes and everybody came up with three names. They put them on the wall. And then at that, they said, now you go up and you say, everybody gets to pick one name on the wall into the process of elimination, right?" And so that night was the Christmas party. And so we're there all together and sitting at the table, and I'm like, we're going to do this thing. And so we came up with this idea, and we're sitting there, and I'm looking at the wall, and there's like our five founding members of Junction Station. It wasn't called Junction Station. It was just Tasmanian Devin on the Art of Construction here, ready to lock and load. And I got my stepfather, Keith, to say, "Let's go with this thing. Let's do it." You know, Mountain View Window and Door, we tried it in Grand Junction, where I'm really passionate about this one. If you can't hear it, other people are seeing me because I'm looking out at all these people here saying, this is a community that is so strong and it's a secret. And we're going to go in Studio Art of Construction with Robin Brown, who is the executive director of the Grand Junction Economic Partnership. And so Grand Junction, you hear the flyover states. When I moved from Fargo, North Dakota to come to school in Grand Junction, I lived in a flyover state that was 200,000 people in the whole state. So when I moved to Grand Junction, I was like, this is amazing. And now I come back here, it's 2012, I moved to Denver in 2006. To sit here and see this community is awesome. And so this one is really, really passionate for me. If you go back to the beginning and see like show 8 or 10 when I was just figuring this stuff out, and I can go to International Builder Show and have all these people tell their story, but boy, this one hits me in the heart. So, Tribe, we're going to go into Studio Art of Construction, and it's a special one in Grand Junction where it all started. And I also have Matt McMullen here with me. And so, if you haven't heard, he's been a guest co-host for a while, but it's also, he's here as getting introduced as the Denver manager of Mountain View Window and Door. There's one thing you're going to hear from this conversation is you can't do it yourself. So you have to go out and get help and find the right community. So back to the name, we had all kinds of these cool names and all kinds of stuff for this coming together. And the town of Grand Junction is where two rivers meet. And we had all these names that came together, and it came down to meet me at the junction. But we had to be created. So it's JXN, where the Gunnison and the Colorado meet at Grand Junction. So we're gonna go in and have a fireside chat with Robin Brown talking about Grand Junction and all those cool secrets that you're gonna get to hear on the Art of Construction Tribe. And Matt, it's been a little bit different when we all go from Denver to Vegas and we just stop for gas as you're starting to get to meet a little bit about the Junction community, huh?
Yeah, that was a powerful introduction, man. You know, usually it's all about your passion. And I think the Art of Construction Tribe got to see, you know, really the depth of your emotion about this place, man. And you've been kind enough to share it with me, with your stepdad and your mom, and have stayed at their place. And I'm really starting to get a feel for the power of Grand Junction.
Awesome. So we're going to go in and talk about how you can grow your business where life is grand, here in Grand Junction. And we're going to get to know Robin Brown, the executive director of the Grand Junction Economic Partnership. Lock and load, tribe. What's your favorite beverage?
It depends on the season. In the summer, it's a gin and tonic. In the winter, it's a Manhattan.
Oh, or a silver bullet at Junction Station, huh? What's a favorite place you've traveled?
Probably last year, we went to La Paz, Mexico, and I loved it.
Wow. One story from that trip.
It wasn't when my son almost got swept out to sea. It would have been the big fish that we caught. We had a great day of fishing. Everybody caught fish, including my daughter. And it was just a really nice, awesome day on the water, just with my family.
That's great.
Simple.
Awesome. It's funny, the stories of, I've asked that question hundreds of times, and it's like that. That's why I always say, give me one story from that, because it's usually something to just say, slow down and smell the roses.
Yep,
and
that's
get
exactly
in the water
right.
And smile a little bit. Cool. Yeah, as this morning, Facebook, you know, the world of noise. But it was like these memories are so great. And my daughter just turned 5. It was 3 years ago, so she was 2. And it was me at the breakfast table of her, and she was snorting doing Peppa Pig. It was just when she was getting into that. And then I was just like, tell everybody to make it a great day. And she screamed that out. And I'm like, that's what it's all about,
yep,
right? So
agreed.
Those days, right?
Yeah, we were driving like, 75 miles an hour over here listening to pig noises in the car. It was pretty cool.
If you have kids. If you don't have kids, you're like, what?
Yeah, that's a weird thing what he was talking about, right?
Yeah.
What's your favorite hobby or interest outside the construction arena we're going to talk about a little bit that we passionately call the art of construction?
Outside of that? So I love to cook.
You love to cook.
I love food. I love to cook. There's nothing I don't like.
We love to eat.
Well,
so I think we may have something.
I read cookbooks cover to cover. I love cooking magazines. I can't get enough of it.
What kind of cuisine is your favorite?
It changes all the time. Right now it's, I love Mediterranean food, but I just got a cookbook on Morocco and I'm pretty fired up about it. Mm. It's brand new. I haven't cooked anything from it yet.
Cool. So. Well, tell us your story. What led you to be the executive director here of GJEP, right?
GJEP.
All right.
So it's fairly long and complicated. I won't give you the long version. It is not a typical path. If you had told me even 3 years ago that I'd be the executive director of the Grand Junction Economic Partnership, I would have thought you were crazy. It wasn't a job that was on my radar at all. But my whole path has kind of been that way. So I was raised on the East Coast, went to college on an ROTC scholarship, and so then went into the Army right after school. I was lucky and became a pilot, so I got to fly helicopters for 8 years in the Army, which I loved. And I love the Army. I met my husband in the Army. He's also a pilot. Did 2 tours to Iraq. That I didn't love so much. And then got out in 2005. And then began about 13 years of job hopping, trying to find something that gave me as much satisfaction as the Army had. Because I loved serving my country. I felt good about it. I knew what my job was every day when I came to work. And it was very, very hard to find something like that. And it is really long and complicated. I was a wedding planner. I installed flooring at one point. I went enrolled in mechanic school. True story. I spent 6 months to be a mechanic. I did a variety of jobs. And then when we moved to Grand Junction in 2010, kind of started me on the path that led me to where I am today. So I was the development director for the Avalon Cornerstone Project, which is our historic Avalon Theater. It was a $9 million capital campaign to renovate the theater, which we did in about 3 years, which is a great story. Then I ran events for our business improvement district downtown. So I did the farmers market and the car shows and all the fun events, concerts, summer concerts. And that job I really enjoyed as well. And then I just felt like we weren't doing enough to tell the good stories about Mesa County. So this was probably 2014. Our economy was still in the gutter. We were on the top of all the bad lists of Colorado, just poverty, childhood poverty, hunger, domestic violence, crime. At one point we hit 11% unemployment, but it still didn't. The experience that my family and I were having here in Grand Junction did not; those numbers did not reflect what the life we were living here, and we loved it here. And so, I felt like we needed to do a better job telling the good stories of the Valley beyond Mesa County, especially on the Front Range. And so, I opened a PR company called Brown House Public Relations. I was lucky that I had some great clients that enabled me to open that. It was mostly restaurant, agritourism, wine. But I still felt like it wasn't quite enough. And so we still, you know, three clients, four clients aren't enough to tell the whole story of this whole area. You know, we're really, it's a community of 150,000 between Fruta, Grand Junction, and Palisade. And so that's when I decided to launch Spoke and Blossom, which is a regional lifestyle magazine. We did not have a lifestyle magazine for Western Colorado. And I really wanted to capture all the good stories and the real feeling that exists in Western Colorado and tell the story. And there were actually, I had three goals. The first was people would read the magazine and feel pride in their community, which we lacked a lot of pride at that time. They'd learn more about their community, then feel pride in their community, and then get engaged in the community. And I really wanted to call people to action, to join committees and run for city council and vote and do all the things that we need for a really engaged citizenry. And so I launched the magazine, and very proud of that. Shortly after that, the Grand Junction Economic Partnership position came open. And I would never have considered it, but my phone started blowing up and people said, you should apply for that job. I kept saying, I don't know anything about economic development. I'm not qualified. And a couple people said to me, you can learn the economic development tools. It's really passion for the community and problem solving that we need in that job. And so I applied for it and shockingly got it. And I just hit 2 years in December. And it's been a whirlwind of 2 years. I love my job. And now I finally have found something that gives me as much satisfaction and fulfillment as the serving in the military did.
Wow. Well, what an intro. Obviously, I'm passionate about, if you heard my passion for this area. And I'm so excited to have you and have this conversation to give us one story about flying a helicopter.
So I have the story of all stories. So on December 9th of 2003, I was shot down in my helicopter by a shoulder-fired heat-seeking missile. And luckily, knock on wood, we were okay. My co-pilot and I, and we escaped and got out of the area, and we were rescued. It was all very exciting. It's my 15 minutes of fame.
Wow.
But yeah, we were okay. And 3 days later, I thought it would be my ticket home, but it wasn't. 3 days later, we were back up flying and finished out our tour outside of Fallujah. But that's the story everyone wants to hear from flying in Iraq.
So with Spoke and Blossom, you obviously put a lot of work into curating a thriving cultural economic scene in Western Colorado. Can you talk about how you developed that passion for community building and what's your experience like with the magazine? How that led you to this position when you said I wasn't right, but I've heard from so many people in this community how passionate they are and behind you and why they, when I'm like, who should I interview? I'm like, I asked multiple people, like, I'm coming over, I want to do a podcast and give back to this community that's given so much to me. And it was everybody. It's like, Robin's who you got to interview. So as your position as the executive director for Grand Junction Economic Partnership, what's a couple of stories in the 2 years that's just wow factor?
So I think it's, I don't know if, I got to think about that one, if anything really stands out. What it is, it's a day-to-day building of relationships. And I'm a people person. I like people. I'm interested in them. And that helps, obviously. But and that's why I liked the magazine. And that's why I started it. It's because there are so many good stories and good people doing good things. And if there's just a spokesperson to tell all those stories, we become this attractive place that people want to live. And we also, So 2014, there was a whole bunch of surveys done as part of this economic feasibility study that we did on the area. And they surveyed people in Denver, people in Grand Junction, and people in Salt Lake City on their perceptions of Grand Junction. And I expected the Denver and Salt Lake crowds would come back with negative perceptions. But the exact opposite was true. Denver and Salt Lake said, Grand Junction's a great place. People are really nice. It's affordable. The weather's great. And the results from Grand Junction were the most negative, terrible responses from our own people. And so I think that what I do in my job is just try to raise awareness of all the good that's happening and that we need some community pride because we've lacked it for a really long time. And that's shifting, definitely. But the whole, I don't know if you've seen the hashtag West Slope, Best Slope, and the DDA sort of, we had actually had an intern that came in from CMU and she had been out to the West Coast and they had West Coast, Best Coast. So she came back and she said, we should launch West Slope, Best Slope. I said, that's a great idea. And so, again, it was all about instilling pride. And so I think seeing the shift over the last 2 to 3 years in the way people talk about Grand Junction, especially locals, and the way people promote the good things that are happening and defend the area as opposed to constantly attacking the area, that's what I'm either most proud of or most excited to see is that the perception from locals, because then once you have all these people as ambassadors that love their community, they go out and tell people outside the community how great it is, and then those people want to come here.
So I think that's probably...
And it can be the reverse effect. When I moved out here to college, I'm like, I went to Powderhorn on my first snowboarding class, and I'm like, this is like the coolest thing ever. And they're like, oh, that's Powderhorn. I'm like, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, and it's 45 minutes from school. It's like, this is just unbelievable how cool it is. But you don't know what you don't know, and you're jaded by what you think you know when you're just driving by and stopping for gas. Right, Matt?
Well, yeah, you know, and there's... Wait, hey, you know, come on. Well, you guys have great gas stations and you had good fast food, you know,
but
I did stop here.
You know what was a big game changer? Because we hear that all the time. Oh, I've stopped there for gas. And because people come in on I-70, they get gas and they keep going. They never make it into town. A big shift in that was when Josh Nirnberg moved here from Denver and opened Bin 707 Food Bar in downtown Grand Junction. Have you been?
Oh, yeah, it's awesome.
It's wonderful. For a little while, it's a true story, the Denver Zagat Guide had Bin 707 listed as like the number 7 rated restaurant because they didn't realize it wasn't in Denver. But the reviews were so good. And they finally figured out there was a glitch in the system and they kicked him out because the Zagat Guide is only for Denver. But it shows how great that restaurant is. But it was the first time where people were being pulled off the highway. They read reviews and they thought, well, we're always passing through there. Let's go. So then they would pull themselves off the highway, go eat. And I can't tell you how many people, I did PR for them, how many people you'd meet and they'd say, we've been driving through here for years. We never came downtown. Oh, it's a really nice downtown. Yeah.
So AOC Tribe, just so you know, I just wrote that down so that Devin could take me to Bin 707.
It's wonderful. So, but I have no doubt that people pulled off the highway, had dinner there, and the next time they came through, they said, well, let's stay downtown. And so it's one of those things where I think that's its own economic driver and tourism driver of bringing people, and then they stay a little longer. You know, if you look at all the wins we've had, the companies that have relocated to Grand Junction, almost every one of them had been here already as a tourist. They'd been here to recreate.
Well, you know, where it first jumped, Grand Junction really jumped onto my radar screen was there's a thing in Boulder called Liquor Mart.
Mm-hmm.
And Liquor Mart is like the place that you go to buy booze for parties and everything. And you're indoctrinated from the time you're a young college student. And actually, they're closing down, which is kind of sad. We're losing another Boulder institution. But there was a gentleman there by the name of Doug Caskey. And Doug...
Oh, I know Doug.
Yeah, so Doug was the specialty person where he would have people of high net worth in Boulder and they'd say, I had this wine, it went on our last trip to wherever, and he would find that for you. And then we got to know Doug really well. My wife was on the Colorado Music Festival wine dinner and auction. Mm-hmm. And so Doug would help with that. And all of a sudden, one day he's like, well, I'm moving to Grand Junction. And we're like, wait, what? And he said, yeah, no, he said that the wine industry is really starting to happen and I'm going to go over there and become the executive director of the wine association or whatever.
Colorado Wine.
And I mean, the man was very perceptive. He could see it was going to blow up, which it has.
Yeah.
And so that was really, sort of my first look at Grand Junction to say, wait, there's some secret sauce that's happening over there.
Yep. Okay, so we're here in Junction Station. That we've worked really hard on blending the showroom, which Mountain View Window and Door started in Denver. And I said, I really want to get back to Grand Junction, but we have to do it different in Grand Junction with this community and co-working, like the story I said at the beginning. That's when Brian Watson said, we just said, let's use your software. Help me put this all together. And thank you, Brian, and all the team for helping us getting all this going. And that's what... So what do you see as the importance of co-working centers like this for the economic development of the region? Because there's plenty of them over here.
Yeah, there are. So without a doubt, it comes from just putting a lot of people in one place to just start talking. It's the same thing, you know, you throw a party and invite a bunch of people, good things happen. People start talking, they share ideas. It's the same concept of, you know, the Apple campus or the Google campus. Like, you want people to run into each other. You want people to have conversations. And then all kinds of amazing things come from those, whether it's networking or introductions or sharing of businesses or better ideas of better ways of doing business. And so they just create these kind of entrepreneurial ecosystems where people love the community and they feel part of it.
Cool. Yeah, and I totally agree. And what I would tell you, Art of Construction Tribe, if you're thinking about getting out and going to some of these or doing it on your own, it's not a get-rich-quick scheme, and you don't just go to thing and tomorrow all the business comes in. Like, it's a process, but if you put yourself out there and do it over and over, whether you meet one person or two people come or 200 people come, it's a process, right? And that's how relationships and business is really born. So what are some of the plans for the 2020 economic development in Grand Junction?
So we are growing. We're growing in all areas. So population growth, and it's not crazy population growth. It's really steady, manageable growth. But job growth is growing even faster than population growth. Wages are going up. The economy is good. We have a really healthy workforce. We have Colorado Mesa University here, which has 11,000 students. And most people don't, especially outside the area, don't realize how big that university has grown. They've added engineering. They have a really robust construction management program that puts out some great students, and computer science, the tech, healthcare, they have a lot of great programs. And so between Colorado Mesa University and Western Colorado Community College, which has really healthy fabrication, metalworking programs, we have a really good workforce. And so we're seeing growth, especially in manufacturing, specifically outdoor rec manufacturing. And we love manufacturing. You know, our legacy in industry has set a base of manufacturing, and that is now meeting all kinds of different industries that we like to see. And then tech is a surprise. So we've seen a lot of growth in tech over the last 3 years. I think if you had said 3 years ago, Grand Junction has a booming tech industry, you would have been laughed out of the room. I would say today we do have a very quickly growing tech industry. And it's not a huge surprise. It's people that mostly can work from anywhere. You just need a laptop. And so they move here for the lifestyle and the low cost of living, especially people that move to Denver for the Colorado experience. And then they realize they're stuck in a really big city and it's really hard to get to the mountains and it's very expensive. If they have the ability to pick up and move their job anywhere, we see a lot of them coming over here. I think we're the third largest market of people leaving Denver.
Yeah, and when I went to college here, it was Mesa State. And now every time I drive people here, I have to drive them the long way around and drive them around Mesa and say, well, where it starts today and where I was there. And that was the little Houston Hall. I went to business school. And now it's like that's just the little corner of this really cool thing. So that's one of the
things
that's
campus.
Really cool to see. And when I was here, it was the boom and bust of the oil and gas, right? And so you see how markets and different economic changes come along with different things versus relying on one sector of the economy. And this thing called the internet and Amazon has really changed how people live and want to live the Colorado lifestyle, right?
But about 4 years ago, after the 2008 recession, Denver very quickly climbed out of it and was at times, and maybe still is, the hottest, economy in the country. We were still slashing revenues. We were still slashing budgets. I mean, we were still declining. And so out of desperation, kind of the community leadership came together and worked with a consultant, but kind of tackled some big projects to make ourselves a better place to live. Huge infrastructure investments, some taxes for schools, public safety, a number of measures, lodging tax to put more money towards the airport for increased flights. And so today we're in about our third year of growth, and that's the direct result of all the work that was done from those people and the leadership and all it's really been hard work to get the economy where it is today. But what's exciting is third quarter of 2019 is probably the first time in Grand Junction's history where the number of oil and gas jobs declined, but our economy continued to grow. And we don't like to see those jobs decline. We'd love to have them back, but we don't want to feel it when they do decline. And so right now we're still cautiously optimistic that we've added enough jobs in other sectors that we are more diversified than we've ever been. And so we think that's going to continue. We're pretty hopeful.
So Matt, I want to zoom way up and then also way down at the same time. So you're a licensed architect in 3 states. And so if you're looking at wherever you are in the globe of the Art of Construction tribe to say, where is that community outside of where everybody says you should be in that area to say, what is the economic, how should you look at that when you come over to Grand Junction, you hear what she's talking about. And then in Colorado, obviously, look at this to say, if you're in Colorado, you should really think about this. What's your take from being a licensed architect in 3 states when you hear us talking about this economic development?
Even more so than as an architect, I really look at it from a urban planning, a regional planning, and a development standpoint.
So now you're wearing your master's degree in development.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's like the things that intrigued me, what Robin said, is when you talked about outdoor recreation. Mm-hmm. So we in Boulder have noticed it. Where we've looked up and there have been several companies that have moved either out of Boulder or they moved out of Interlochen down in Broomfield, mm-hmm. and they moved here for the lifestyle change because of, and I'll kind of weave these things together, is outdoor recreation, housing,
yep,
which is affordable, right? You have people who can no longer...
Boulder's not affordable?
we talked about it for a long time. It was really the Aspenization of Boulder, and it has happened now.
Yeah.
And so people are moving out of here so they can buy family homes and raise their kids in a great place. But if you could talk a little bit about maybe the outdoor recreation, the ties to affordable housing, and then the other thing I think is intriguing is the whole idea of, that's been in the news, the BLM moving over here. And so if you could chat about that a little bit.
It's funny because they're so similar. So I don't know if you know Bobby Noyes, who owns Rocky Mounts. So Bobby tells this story, and it's really, it pulls the heartstrings. When he opened in Boulder 25 years ago, they manufacture bike racks, and when he opened in, and they're very Boulder-centric.
Right behind
Good Times. Yeah. And, he has the Flatirons in his logo, and when he opened 25 years ago, all of his employees rode their bikes to work. And a year ago, he woke up and realized not only do none of them ride their bikes to work because they don't live in Boulder, but they're driving longer and longer distances to affordable housing. Sometimes his warehouse drivers are driving an hour or more. And that just is not the lifestyle he wanted for his employees. And so when he picked up and started looking at a better place to do business for his business, he found our Riverfront Park, which is this really exciting 140-acre city park that we built right at the junction of the Colorado and the Gunnison River. And there's a business park aspect to it that we were hoping to use to attract outdoor manufacturing. And so he shortly thereafter announced his relocation. He's building his building right now. He's a wonderful leader in the community and really a great, great owner. But today, his employees, not only can they ride their bikes to work again, but they're riding it from a house that they own, because our average home price is $260,000. And so we hear that a lot. The BLM is another story. This is kind of funny because, you know, moving from D.C. to Grand Junction is a, we worked on that for 2 years. Did I really believe the BLM headquarters would come to Grand Junction? Well, I said I did, but honestly, deep down, there's no way I really thought they were coming. I believed that they should, but it was just such a stretch. Well, they ultimately, last July, announced their relocation. Their employees started arriving on January 2nd. What's most interesting about that is they've had positions in D.C. that they've been unable to fill for years. And when they relocated those positions to Grand Junction, suddenly they're getting all of these really qualified candidates that they never got before. And they're so surprised by it, which they shouldn't be, because if you think about it, the kind of person that wants to work for the BLM, they want to live in a place like Grand Junction. We're 75% public lands. They don't want to live in D.C. So they have been really surprised and very happy about how well they've been able to hire in Grand Junction for those positions.
You know what I would say, though? Anybody who survived a helicopter hit from a shoulder-fired missile, I would believe you that it could happen. So
it's been fun. The BLM has been great. If anything, you know, it's just getting the Grand Junction on a national scale. You know, it's great for our brand. Our economy does depend on our public lands, whether it's energy or outdoor rec or any of the other things. And so having them here just... has been really, really exciting and great for us. And we welcome them with open arms.
Awesome. Well, you mentioned tech was one of your surprises as the local market has upticked. And from what we're talking about, makes perfect sense when you learn about this area and all the things around that. So one of the things we always ask the contractors and affiliates that this is to grow their business is that crystal ball for the future in technology and construction. Now, I know you don't work day-to-day in construction, but what's your take of the construction tribe when it comes to technology and moving things forward? When we say, when you look inward of Grand Junction, the news and the surveys were, it was us.
Yeah.
How do we take technology to move construction forward?
So that's a really great question. What about 3 months ago... Well, then let me back up a little bit. So Opportunity Zone, are you familiar with Opportunity Zones?
Mm-hmm.
So legislation passed in late 2017, establishing these Opportunity Zones. We hit the jackpot and have 7 in Grand Junction. It's a tax incentive that encourages people to reinvest capital gains into developments in these zones. And so 3 things happen at once. Our economy improved. We have the most affordable land, probably in Colorado, of any metropolitan area. And then we got the Opportunity Zone designation. So immediately developers started knocking on our door and we didn't know what to do with them. And so we had never worked with developers or really in the real estate before. And so 2 years later, which was this past fall, it's taking up about half my time. We're trying to navigate this world that I don't really understand. We don't have a really good commercial market analysis. And we're getting asked, you know, what should we build? What's the demand? Where should we build it? At the same time, the city was doing a comprehensive plan, which is great because it's good timing on all that. And so on January 6th, we hired a new employee, Micah Adams, we got him over from FCI Constructors to be our real estate development manager. And for us, that's our next step forward to figure out what is the future of construction and how can we manage it in a way that we're getting what we need. You know, watching what's happening in the rest of Colorado, we are very, very conscientious about affordable housing. And I don't mean low income affordable, I mean market rate. And so a lot of the construction we've seen are luxury housing, you know, housing on the monument, housing on the river. And so what we really want to do is see single family market rate housing. And so we do not want to get to a point where our average wage employees can no longer afford to buy a home. And so that is, we are just starting on that, figuring out what that looks like and how to do that. We do have a really great city manager and city council that are very pro-business and pro-development, and they're helping navigate what that looks like, whether it's certain tax incentives or fee abatements for market rate housing. But we're talking there's a lot of ideas out there and a lot of brainstorming on how to stay ahead of the curve and never fall behind and have our, you know, our middle class have to move out of the area to find housing.
So that answer is the reason why everybody wanted you to be the leader of the economic development in Grand Junction. And that's also why I think why the art of construction has taken off is because my stepfather raised me. He's the one that executes this stuff and teaches me every day. But you bring it down into a way that people actually understand to say, I raise my hand and say, I struggle with LIHTC this and commercial that and all these terms to say, you and I are smart enough to go get the right amount of help when you mentioned Micah from FCI, who's an amazing company that we do great business with my window and door company.
Yep.
And I also go get Matt McMullen to say what she's talking about, to say there is opportunity out there. But how, you have to get the right people that can some, and how do we make a conversation to say, how do we actually go back to the beginning of this whole thing is make a community that's stronger? Yep. Because we don't want to come in and just do it for tax credits to butcher what we build. We want to do this in a way that's actually stronger. So what would you take to what are comments about that, Matt?
Well, it's just, you know, Arctic Construction Tribe will understand that. There are like threads that run through all of this. And so FCI, as an architect, I designed the Boulder Shelter for the homeless, which is a great thing. They provide 160 folks a place to stay out of the elements every night. And FCI was the contractor who worked with me to build that. So no accident that Mike Adams, with formerly of FCI, comes up in the conversation. The thing that is interesting to me, I think at a deep level, is that Grand Junction's bringing everybody along, right? It's not just luxury homes out by Redlands Mesa, which is a great golf course.
A big fan. Yeah,
big fans of Redlands Mesa. Big shout out to that place. But what Robin's really talking about is bringing everybody along. That's community, right? Is let's not forget the folks who go to work every day, work hard, bring a paycheck home, and deserve to have a place that they can live with dignity.
Yep. Even though they dogged the survey at the beginning, we're going to move them through, right?
Right.
You deserve it. It's like that old Saturday Night Live. You know, darn it, you're good enough.
You're smart enough. And people like you.
Darn it, people like you from other states and across the Front Range. And so, yeah, I mean, that's the thing that I really think about is like, so I have a connection with developers, a large multifamily affordable housing developer that does LIHTC deals with Chaffa. And so, yeah, what would you say to a developer like that of why, and to Chaffa, you know, why should they look at Grand Junction and how can they work with you to make sure that you're bringing every single member of the Grand Junction community forward as the community prospers?
So the first thing I'd say, it's because the market's dictating it. So if you look at what we're focused on, and we are focused on the middle class. We're focused on 60,000 and 90,000 annual salaries. You know, we're looking at manufacturing, which are good jobs with benefits. And you can live off that really well in Western Colorado. You can't live off that in Denver. And so that's what we're growing. That's where we're seeing the most growth. That's where our recruitment efforts are. Yes, we love to have the higher wage jobs, but that middle class is what we're really focused on. So as that those jobs continue to grow, as those people continue to move in here, and the other thing that's happening is we're importing our workforce. So, you know, we have 2.5-3% unemployment. People are posting jobs, and they're being filled from people out of town that want to be here. So I would say the first number one reason is because I think just from the market is going to dictate that we need those, and I don't know, those entry level or those market rate.
Yeah, people call it workforce. There's a lot of terms for it. Yeah.
And, you know, Colorado's such a weird state with the resort towns that workforce housing means something different in every place. Mm-hmm. It's not subsidized here. We just need affordable housing for someone that makes $60,000, $70,000, or if you have a household income of $100,000. So that's the first reason. The second is that we as a community, again, we've learned the lessons, or we've watched the lessons that have happened all around the state, and we don't want those things repeated here. And so we are constantly trying to figure out really creative ways to, again, is it reducing fees for certain types of projects that build to incentivize the type of building that we want to see? And we have a very pro-business city council, pro-business commissioners, county commissioners that I think are open to a lot of ideas. And so we're willing to have these discussions, and there must be examples of other communities that have done it right. And so we're trying to figure that out. It's a lot of the reason we just hired the new real estate development manager to kind of help navigate that and find some good ideas that will work here. But the Grand Junction Economic Partnership, we are the economic development agency for Mesa County. We do all the economic development work on behalf of the municipalities, and it's kind of nice because a lot of people don't want to deal directly with the government, and so we're a 501c3. So they pay us to do their economic development work, and it's kind of a nice arrangement. So I would just say reach out to us if it's something you're interested in doing in anywhere in Mesa County, Fruita, Palisade, or, you know, great communities in the county as well. And so we'd be happy to talk to anybody and see what we can figure out.
You know, and that's shocking because usually you will hear everyone say, hey, the government came and said, I am from the government and I'm here to help you. So,
well, you know, Western Colorado is definitely, you know, we believe in small government. We're pretty tax averse. And so it is a good arrangement we have out here, and it works really well having us do this economic development work. We liaison and work very closely with our municipal partners, and it works well.
Boy, and I think the most important thing out of what you said is that you have the governmental structure in place, mm-hmm. that people are willing to partner with people, which yep. doesn't happen in certain communities. And so that would be music to any developers.
So I do have a couple of funny stories about when Bobby moved from Boulder to here, and he's building a brand new building on our riverfront. And the difference in, you know, he's lived in Boulder for 25 years, and every time we would have a planning meeting, which we would attend with him, he would call me ahead of time and he'd say, okay, what are we coming up against? What do I need to be prepared for? And I'd say, I don't know. What do you mean? He'd say, well, what are we gonna have to fight? I said, I don't think you're gonna have to fight anything. And we had this conversation 3-4 times, and we would go into these meetings, and of course they'd go very smoothly. And at the end of one of them, Bobby said to the city planner, okay, well, what's the next step? And she said, well, we're just ready to meet with you at your convenience whenever you're ready. And there was a long pause, and he said, nobody has ever said that to me before. And so it's a welcome to Grand Junction. So, you know, we do, you know, within reason, we want everything to, we want development to happen in a responsible way. We want growth in all these sectors. But it is funny to see the difference between other parts of the state.
Yeah, so I won't say much, but I'm smiling a lot here right now because we have like what's called an Easter egg hunt that always happens. And it's usually on a yearly basis. And it's when you're involved with certain jurisdictions and certain planning agencies. And so that's very nice to hear.
Yes, it was. So
awesome. Yep. Well, this has truly been an honor to have you come in and talk with us. And it's cool to be able to give back through my global megaphone mm-hmm. back to Grand Junction where I started my business platform. This is for contractors and affiliates to grow their business, to connecting technologies and the right products to the right handshakes. What would be that one thing you would give contractors and affiliates advice to say, what should you do to go out and grow your business?
Here?
Anywhere.
Well, I would say be nice and call people back. Do you ever, how many subs do you call or people do you call and they don't call you? You say, hey, I want to spend money with you, and then they don't call you back.
That's actually probably the best advice.
I was just going to say that. That might have been.
So I can say this because I've renovated this. I'm on my 8th house right now. And I can't tell you how many, and the contractors will come out and they'll measure and they'll take everything and then they go away and we never hear from them again.
Do you always give the forwarding address of the other house to your husband?
Yeah.
Because you're on your eighth now.
Yeah. I just would say call your clients back. Even if you don't want the job, call them and tell them you don't want the job. Or I'm too busy. I just can't get to it. I can't believe how often we don't get called back.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We're big fans of everything you're doing here. We'll put all the information on the show notes for people to get in touch. And maybe the secret will be out a little bit more. We got to be careful about not getting it out too much, right? This is awesome. It's really cool to be over here. And thanks so much for coming to tell us your story.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. Hopefully you felt my passion as much as I have the passion here for Grand Junction and hearing the story of there's so much cool business here in Colorado and in the western slope of Colorado. This community is just awesome and it's so fun to have you here sharing it with me, Matt.
Yeah, that's a powerful podcast, man. And I think you created the space at the beginning with not being afraid to show your emotion. And then you listen to the whole podcast and we'll go back and listen to it again. He created the permission for Robin to really talk about community and people not being weird or feeling unusual about caring for each other. And so I want to hang out with Robin more.
Yeah, it was a great time. It was fun having my college buddies here and different people all building community because, you know, it's not built in a day. You know, it takes time. Relationships are earned, not given. But what the ones that fight are gonna win, right? And there's so many cool fighters here in Grand Junction that I'm honored to know. So make sure to go to www.gjep.org to learn all about this amazing platform that's making Grand Junction just crush it. And we're honored to have Junction Station, one of my businesses that I'm passionate to be an owner here in my Colorado community, giving back to the art of construction globally. And we're not just talking about, we're doing it here. We just had an awesome industry night with vendors and all kinds of cool people here, all coming together to grow and build their businesses together here in Grand Junction. So thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for Robin coming and telling us your story and Matt coming over and being part of it.